Valentine's Day is coming right up, and for happy couples, it's a time to celebrate their love. But not everyone is happily paired up this year, and some might even be feeling burned by a recent breakup. Living Honor's Ainsley O'Neill has been looking into some options for those folks that might take the sting out of this romantic holiday. Hey there, Ainsley.
Hi, Bobby, and happy early Valentine's Day.
Oh, thanks. Same to you. So what have you been looking into here?
Well, I have found a few places that will turn your ex into prey for wild animals.
Wow. This took a dark turn really quickly. What are you talking about?
Not literally. But take the Wildlife Images Rehabilitation and Education Center in Grants Pass, Oregon. If you have somebody in your life who's kind of slimy or maybe a bit of a bottom feeder, you can name a fish after them and then have that fish fed to one of the center's bears. A $20 donation gets you the standard package with a special certificate and live stream access so you can watch the carnage in all its glory.
You know, I can imagine that could be really satisfying. I don't know, it's so primal.
Exactly. And some people will also write the name of a sports team that just keeps disappointing them, or maybe the name of a politician who's not quite living up to their standards. And the El Paso Zoo has a similar event, only with cockroaches instead of fish.
Every creature is important, right? But we don't think too highly of cockroaches. Somehow it feels, I don't know, fitting to name one after a person you're still angry with.
Yeah, I feel like seeing a meerkat or a hornbill chow down on a cockroach named after your ex-boyfriend has got to be pretty cathartic. And the El Paso Zoo then live streams the feedings for Valentine's Day and the next few days, so you can enjoy that catharsis for a while.
All right. Well, what if you want to support something like this, but you don't have anybody you're angry with at Valentine's Day?
Oh, then the Bronx Zoo is the thing for you. Their tagline is, "Roaches are forever."
Yeah, they are.
It's perhaps the most romantic way of thinking about an insect known for being a pest that just won't die. This time, your donation will name one of the zoo's Madagascar hissing cockroaches after your loved one. And you can get some roach-themed goodies as well, like socks or a candle that may or may not be roach-scented.
Yeah, I don't think I want a roach-scented candle, but you know, Ainsley, I don't want to pry, but do you have anybody in your life that you might want to name a fish or a roach after?
Well, I shouldn't name names, but I can definitely think of a few people in my life who I wouldn't mind metaphorically feeding to a bear.
All right, Ainsley. Well, thanks for that report.
Sure thing, Bobby.
That's Living on Earth's Ainsley O'Neill. And for links about turning your ex into a cockroach or a fish, go to the Living on Earth website, loe.org.